The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
All right, welcome back, TNT. So as I said, in studio, we have Miss Annalise Nanton, our representative for Miss World, also known as Miss World Trinidad and Tobago. For some reason, we've got Davy Murray here as well. And Miss Kylie Jacob, who I believe is the assistant to Miss Annalise, can I say that?
Yes, I do marketing, communication, and PR for the Miss World team in Trinidad and Tobago.
So welcome to the studios of Freedom 106.5 FM. So Annalise, how are you feeling? The nerves started as yet. What's going on with you?
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for having me here today. Honestly, I just feel so excited. It's crazy to think how long this journey has been. It's been a year that I've been preparing for this, and It just flew by, and now all of that hard work is going to come to fruition in the next few days when I fly out. And a lot of people have been asking me if I'm nervous, but genuinely, I'm just excited. I've worked extremely hard, and I can't wait to show the world everything that Trinidad and Tobago has to offer.
So what has the process been like from the beginning of last year? What made you decide, okay, I'm going to forego all of the negative things that they say about pageants, and I'm going to, you know, offer myself to represent Trinidad and Tobago? What inspired that move?
Very good question. So for those listeners who may not know, my background is in engineering, so that was my career. And I also have a love for sport as well. So I'm a footballer, and I also play tag rugby. So a lot of people were surprised when I decided to go into pageantry, because it's very different to what I was doing before.
Yeah, because rugby is not a girly thing. Well, you know what I mean?
It's one of the first people questions people ask me, are you girly girl or tomboy? And actually, I always say, why do I have to choose? You know, I think a woman can be anything. And what really drew me to Miss World is that it was so different to other pageants. It's very well-rounded in the same way that I'm well-rounded. There's a focus on sport, there's talent, there's public speaking. There's also the most important part, which is beauty with a purpose, which is your community aspect. How are you helping your people? How are you helping your country? And that's something I was always very passionate about. I started volunteering with my granny from about age 10. And then when I got to university, I became a volunteer tutor. So I would help students from underserved communities who were struggling to pass their exams. And so when I saw how Miss World really embodied everything that I believed in as a person, I thought, you know, this is my chance to really give back to my country in a bigger way.
Right.
And to just do something that already felt like it aligned with who I was as a person, and do it on a bigger scale.
And Miss World, as you said, about you, what were some of the virtues or things that were included in their mission that appealed to you?
So the most important mission of Miss World is beauty with a purpose. And what that means to me is a woman who has purpose, or a person who has found their purpose, is someone who is beautiful. And I think the greatest legacy or honor that you could create for yourself is having a positive impact in the world. You know, when I think of what I want my life to look like when I pass, I want to be remembered as somebody who made a positive impact, who did something good. And that's what I think really embodies beauty. And so that is why I think that that virtue of Miss World is something that really just called me.
So, Davy, tell me, what is your role in all of this?
Well, I had the privilege of meeting with the girls in the early stages before the final night, and training with them in terms of questioning, preparing them for the global stage as to what some of the media practitioners outside would ask them. So I wanted to ask you this morning, and congratulations again. I remember that final night with Ms. Toko and the whole team out there. I still see Ms. Toko walking by. I think she works in one of the attorney firms around. One of the things I want to ask you is, what is that takeaway you're going to take with you throughout the training you went through with the Miss World pageant locally, that you're going to take over with you when you head international on that global scale?
So it was a very rigorous training process, as you could imagine. There's media training, there's fitness training, there's walking and etiquette training. So various different aspects. But I think for me, the most important part was just becoming my most authentic self. And I think that's really what pageantry does. It allows you to become the most confident person, the most confident version of yourself, because you really have to sort of peel back the layers of who you are and decide who you want to be, because you're literally being put on a stage for the world to see you. So you have to decide, what message do I want to leave behind for the young girls who are looking at me? Because essentially this is a leadership role, and there are a lot of young people who look up to you. So for me, it was just, you know, really deciding who is Annalise and who do I want the world to see me as, and who do I want these young people looking up, young Annalises, what do I want them to learn from me? And I think that was the most important part that I want to take up there.
Mm-hmm.
And really just to show the world what women can do and how multifaceted we can be.
And in an era where women stepping out, I mean, Devi made a whole statement about it leaving this morning. How do you feel leaving Trinidad and Tobago with that kind of energy to step onto the international stage?
I just think the timing is so incredible. Mm-hmm. and just perfect, because you see women breaking barriers so much, and people like to, I think, underestimate us here in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
But look at what we are doing. We have a female president, a female prime minister, a female opposition leader. We are leading in the world, showing what women can do, what we can become. Mm-hmm. And as someone who is not the typical pageant girl, I'm an engineer. I have that sort of sports, kind of rough sports background as well. And look at me now in a beauty pageant as well. And I just think the timing is really showing the way that the world is going, how forward thinking we in the Caribbean can be. And I just want to, you know, take that with me and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
I have one question. Go ahead. I just wanted to ask you the stereotypical beauty pageant thing that every, you know, you're just beautiful, you walk around and that's all. How are you going to change the mindset of persons to resonate away from that? That beauty pageant is just a facade and it's only pretty girls.
So I want to talk about my project, my community project, mm-hmm. because again, Miss World embodies beauty with a purpose, and it's so much more than just being a gorgeous woman. It is about what's inside and what to impact. And my project, it's called the Ripple Effect. And if you know what a ripple effect is, it's one small action can then start this sort of wave of change.
Mm-hmm.
And my first ripple has been teaching the skill of swimming in Trinidad and Tobago. And it's not very well known, but over 50% of our population actually is unable to swim. And you probably
Which
know...
Which boggles the mind, because we're on an island.
Exactly.
But I had to put up my hand and say it.
Right, there you go, right? And every time I walk into a room, there's at least one person who says, I never learned how to swim.
I can doggy paddle.
But it's such a core skill, right? And mm-hmm. and we live in this incredible marine environment, and to be able to enjoy it and to embrace it, that shouldn't be a privilege. It should be something that everybody has that opportunity to have.
Mm-hmm.
And more than that, I think that sport is just such a powerful outlet to uplift people, to connect, and particularly in communities that are vulnerable, that are underserved. That can be a tool that can create new paths, that could create new opportunities for them, that could, you know, bring people together. And
mm-hmm.
I just want to talk about one of the girls that I met in my swim camp. So we hosted two children's homes, and there was one girl in particular on the first day. You could tell that she didn't want to be there. You know, the aunties probably had forced her to come, and
right,
she just
yeah.
again vexed, like, oh gosh, why I have to go in this cold water? And she wasn't really speaking much, but I tried to encourage her, you know, just keep going, just keep going. And by the end of it, you could just see the change in this girl. She's telling me, I'm so happy that we got to do this. I can't wait to keep swimming. I'm going to be a swimmer when I get older. I love it. And that really is just what sport does. It gives you this community. It gives you this drive and this belief in yourself, and, you know, this sort of confidence that you need to take with you to do whatever it is that you want in this world. And even if she doesn't become a swimmer, you know, this experience and her being able to overcome that challenge is something that I think, you know, will create a ripple effect and will allow her to then overcome further challenges in her life. And that's my passion, and mm-hmm. really that's my purpose.
So I want to ask you another question. You said that you've studied engineering.
Yes.
Do you see engineering playing a very big part in the development of Trinidad and Tobago in the next couple of years? And what would be one pet project that you would like to see come to fruition?
I'm so glad you asked me that question. So the reason why I chose to be an engineer is because I wanted to build structures that support not just our people, but our planet and also our cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So I love to tell stories. That's just how I speak. And there is there was a bridge in a community that used to pass all the time, a wooden bridge, right? And it was a very popular area. Everybody would go and they would fish, you know, river line, whatever. Everybody come and stand and by the bridge to look over. They removed the bridge, mm-hmm. and they built it back with a concrete structure. So now the wall is very high. You can't see over. And because it's full concrete, it just took away the whole essence of what it used to be. So there's no more lime and nobody fishing because the whole thing changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as an engineer, I understand structures have to be solid. They have to be resilient. But also you're building for people, right? So you have to consider what is the best thing for this community? How are we going to help the people? How are we going to sustain not just the environment, but also their culture, their way of life?
Mm-hmm.
And so my way of building is considering people and cultures, but also the environment. So I'm a big proponent of green infrastructure as well. So using local materials like bamboo. We have a lot of bamboo on the island that we don't understand how to use. And that is a material that I also want to push forward and start more, just more investigating. So I actually have a podcast where we've been speaking about that, how we can use more local materials. And I know this is going to be a whole other conversation, but now these are the kinds of things we have to think about because foreign exchange is a problem. We cannot be importing. Mm-hmm. So we need to think about how we can use what we have on our island and also what is going to make less of an impact in terms of environmental and climate change. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, any questions that you have for Miss Annalise, you can send it to 3061065. And of course, we will take some calls while we can. 625-2257 and of course 627-3223. We'll be right back. So welcome back, TNT. 929 in the name. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Miss Annalise Nanton, who's our Trinidad and Tobago representative for the Miss World competition. And for your information, it's heading back to India for this edition, which is the 72nd edition of the Miss World competition. And, well, India, Annalise, are you looking forward to India? I know that is a huge part of our culture here in TNT, but from what I understand, it's a little different in India. Tell us about your expectations.
I'm really, really excited. I love Indian culture. I love Indian food and clothing and jewelry. So I'm just really excited to go and experience that. I've never been to Asia or India before. So mm-hmm. it's just this whole new experience that I can't wait to unfold. I know the competition is going to be fierce mm-hmm. and intense. As soon as I get there, it's going to be straight into the contest. So for those who don't know, the competition actually lasts 3 weeks long. So
yes.
From the time you get there, you have the spot challenge, you have the talent, you have rehearsals, you have the head-to-head challenge. So all for those 3 weeks, I'll just be in competition, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm just really excited. And if you want to keep up with my journey, I'll be posting on my socials all the time. There's also a Miss World app. So if you download the app, It's free to download, mm-hmm. and you follow me, you can help me to gain points to getting closer to the crown and just stay up to date with everything.
So there'll be voting opportunities within the site for yes. citizens of TNT to vote for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which gives her a better chance in some of the challenges. So the multimedia challenge, they really look at some of those. So it's really important to have Trinidad and Tobago really backing our girl mm-hmm. so that she can perform her best on stage on the 30th.
31st of May.
That's the
finale, yes.
So another question. Do you have, like, well, you said it's different competitions mm-hmm. that will be taking place. Mm-hmm. Do you have talent? What are yes. some of the competitions that you'll be taking part in?
Yes. So there's the sport challenge. There's mm-hmm. the talent challenge. There's head-to-head, which is sort of public speaking debates and multimedia, as Kylie would have mentioned. And then there is also... sorry about that.
That's it?
Yes, that's mine.
Sorry. Phone is ringing. That's all right.
Yeah, so I'll be participating in all of the challenges. Mm-hmm. And for my talents, I'll be performing aerial silks. So aerial silks,
ooh.
Yes. So it's the one where you hang from these silks and you do acrobatics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited.
So that is going to be a difference... Because I don't think I've seen that in any of the competitions thus far. So is it going to be to soca? Is it going to, what kind of music will we be using
I'm
for
actually
that?
Performing to Freetown Collective.
Ah,
yes.
Take me home?
Yes.
I wonder if I should have given it out, but, you know, as one of the...
I was trying to keep it as a prize, but...
But that's a good choice. It's a good choice. And from that as well, you would be doing bathing suit interview.
So there's they no took bathing that out. Suit in okay. Israel. Yeah, so it's more modest. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And what is the one thing that you would like to experience in India that you may or may not challenge yourself with?
I think the food, actually. Mm. I think... I always heard that authentic Indian is a little different to our local Trini Indian food here. So, I mean, I love Trini Indian food, so I can't wait to just see where that came from and try the spices. I've heard it's a bit more spicy there as well, so I might try. But yeah, I'm really excited to experience that.
All right, and for the closing part, any message that you have for young girls listening to you right now thinking, well, maybe I should try that as an option?
I think the advice that I always say to everyone is courage is not the absence of fear, but it's the ability to overcome it. Mm-hmm. And that's how I've always looked at life. You know, a lot of different opportunities have come my way and I've second-guessed myself. Even when I wanted to go up for Miss World, I wondered, you know, would I be chosen at all? Is this the right place for me? And no risk, no reward. Mm-hmm. So I always say, just go for it. Even if there's a little bit of doubt, you just never know what might come out of it. And all it takes is just that first step and taking a chance on yourself. And then the whole world opens up for you.
The whole world opens up. So once you take that jump, regardless of if you feel fair or not, you never know what's on the other side.
Exactly.
Miss Annalise, I wish you good luck.
Before we go, if I could just say, on Sunday... Annalise will be leaving us. We'll have a little gathering at the airport. So any of the supporters who want to come meet Annalise, you'll have to be there at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. prompt, to be able to bid farewell to our Miss World.
Because it's a how many hour flights?
Well, it's 3 connections. And yes,
see, so like a day and a half of traveling.
A day and a half of traveling, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, good luck. Walk with a lot of Netflix subscriptions or something.
Yes, videos. Lots of audiobooks and everything. Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations. Best of luck. And TNT will be rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.